Hello there, Beard here.
Okay, and then... Which means you guys got... Matt's over there deciding to decide whether he wants to tell you whether the damage is momentous or not.
Does he get momentous damage? Makes sense to me. I'd be amazed if he didn't get momentous damage. I mean, I blame Perkins if he didn't get momentous damage. I'd give him like momentous 3 on the 1 or something like that. No, Knuckles is he's a gentle giant. Why would he need momentous damage? The note that I have in my little design notarizer ears, that he wants to build a wall of defense.
Well, we tried. Bless him.
So good afternoon, handy listeners, such as you are, and welcome to this, our rapid rookie roundup. Is that what we're going with? Yes, it is now. Alliteration for the win. So much like we did with Captains on the Clock, we are going to spend a not long amount of time going through the new Free Cities Draft rookie that has been released today. But after some fairly conclusive feedback, I'm not going to put a particularly sharp whistle noise at the end. That wasn't, excuse me, the most popular of things. But I am joined today by the ineffable Mr. Panzer Harris. Hello, Panzer.
Hello.
And, of course, the unmutable Mr. Connor Rooney. Hello, Connor.
Hello.
Every time. So our first announcement today, a bit of a surprise, this one, is Knuckles, the Fisherman's Draft. So hopefully at the beginning of this podcast, you have just heard the moment at which Sherwin announced to the world that the Fish had drafted Knuckles and the crowd in attendance response at SteamCon. Connor, as our resident Fish face, I'm going to hand proceedings over to you. Where would you like to start?
Well, first I'd like to start with the fact that, I mean, I think as someone who played a lot of games trying to get a hold of a different rookie, there were not many Fish players who were aiming for Knuckles, and I was a little worried he was going to come out a bit too Kraken-like.
Okay. Who did you want?
And I actually voted for Cutlass.
That makes sense.
I was just curious to see what Steamforge would do with a goalie in Fish. Mm. But I know a lot of people voted for Cammy and Lane as well.
Yep.
Which seems more fishy. But yeah, so as someone who is probably my least favorite captain in the Fish's Corsair, I was worried we'd get a piece that would only see play in Corsair.
Okay.
And I don't think we have, despite him being a defensive midfielder, that I do think you will see a lot in Corsair. I think it's that Knuckles is a squaddy that will see quite a bit of play in some of Fisherman's tougher matchups. So, standard 2-inch reach. You got kind of standard-ish move. A bit slow for Fish. but same as Kraken. Tac 6 is actually pretty uncommon. I think he's the first
I was going to say, isn't this your first Tac 6 Fish squaddy?
I believe so, yes.
Most of your guys are 4s and 5s?
Yeah. So outside of Tac 6, he's actually basically below average in every statistic for Fish. 3-1 is not great defensively. Influence is average. 3-6 kick is not great for Fish. 19 health is decent.
It's attrition level, surely.
Yeah, it's decent. I think Jack is about 18.
Oh, we can have a look.
He's 19 as well. So he's basically Jack defensively, at least on the front of his card. But one thing I really like about Knuckles compared to Jack, and I think these two squaddies will get compared a fair bit, because I think when I first learned we were getting Knuckles, I was thinking it would be more of a Kraken-type player, but it's definitely more of a Jack player with not having the knockdown Kraken does and being a lot more about the momentous pushes.
It's a lot more pushes based. And also, his backfield presence rule really reminds me of Jack. In that it's, yeah. You know, gain a +2 tack bonus under X condition. Like, that's something that I imagine is going to be familiar to a lot of Fisherman's players because you're used to doing that with Jack.
Yeah, I think that's probably my favorite rule on his card, to be honest. As much as he's got a lot of interesting stuff and a really solid playbook. The biggest reason I dislike playing Jack is tack 5 with a momentous push on 2 is infuriating. Tack right. 6 with a momentous push on 1 is a lot more reliable.
That's, yeah, that's fantastic. That's and even very, though, very... You're going to clear out some space and maneuver some scrums very easily with that.
Exactly. And even though his tackle is on 2 rather than Jack's on 1, he's basically tack 8 if he's trying to get the tackle rather than tack 5, which is great.
That's phenomenal.
Momentous double push and is great on 3, a lot better than Jack's again. The knockdown's not great, so he's definitely not going to be coming in for Kraken. But the big two results on his playbook are definitely...
Are you talking about the momentous knockdown on 4?
Yeah.
I mean, does that even matter that that's there, given...
It matters for parting blows.
Okay, yes. I take your point.
But yeah, you are correct in that. As a, you won't be taking it very often because heavy tackle exists and is not once per turn.
Can we just, like, heavy tackle is absolutely mental.
It's so
can we,
good. Can... It's so good. And the fact that it's not once per turn is just huge. One of the biggest problems Fish have in the current meta is with blacksmiths. And one of the reasons it's such a problem is because Burnish lets you ignore character plays and Iron has close control. And most fishermen character plays that can get the ball are once per turn.
So we're talking Siren and Vetsukana.
Once per turn.
Yeah.
Just makes a massive difference. Also, for those who play a fightier Corsair list, having 3 damage on 5 and 4 damage on 6 makes him a pretty damn good model to pump out a lot of damage.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think he's the only one who has a 4 damage in Fish. Yeah, Kraken and Corsair only go to 3 damage.
Wow,
so he has
okay.
the first 4 damage model in Fish.
So, fighty fisherman back on the table.
Yeah, and we'll get to more of that because once you go to the back of his card, he's got 2 incredibly useful traits for fighting. One being close ranks, which is... Oh, God, is that oppressive when you're trying to hit someone?
Kraken.
Who, like, you get a model engaged with Kraken, and it gets rough.
Yeah, that is
going to
be...
And then you also got Resilience.
It's going to be a big bag of nope.
Yeah. And Resilience is the first example of Resilience in Fish, which gives you something to keep the ball safe on from range retrieval, which is something the team's kind of lacked. So if you're going up against Alchemists and they kick off with Crucible... and you want to drag her in and beat her up, but don't want her to immediately score a goal, putting it on Knuckles is a very good choice.
That's interesting, because I did wonder where... Like, Resilience is always useful, yeah, but I couldn't see where it was going to be useful, but that's interesting.
Yeah, I think Knuckles slots in so cleanly into a Corsair team. I'm not the biggest Corsair player, especially in Season 4, so I'm not sure if he goes in for Hag or Jack. Because into that full-on sumo list, but he's going in for one of them, in my opinion, at least, because he provides so much.
I mean, outside of the heroic, I can kind of see him replacing Jack quite easily.
Yeah, the heroic and the battering ram are just so big for knocking people off the pitch. I think if I play Corsair, he's definitely going in for Jack, because I don't tend to play quite as push-off-the-board focused. But if you are going to go full on in that, I could see. And it will probably vary depending on the game. The weirdest rule on... Oh, go ahead.
I feel the need to lodge a formal complaint. we're seeing one of Skulk's rules on a not-Skulk model in the form of lightning reflexes.
And given to the guild played by a guy whose famous quote is, Why does Skulk whack?
Yeah. Yeah. The thing is, when you don't have poised and you don't have all the kick debuffs, it definitely isn't the same threat that it is. Like, Lightning Reflexes is an absolute nightmare in Skulk because his main job is just being annoying. Mm. And although Close Ranks is really good, I don't think Knuckles is as oppressive to dodgy models specifically. And it's definitely the weirdest rule on his card compared to everything else.
Well, what it does mean is that if a striker comes in against Fish and you legitimately want to stop them scoring, as opposed, you know, say they're on 8 VP.
Yeah.
I think it's got some play, because if, you know, if a model dodges and then Knuckles, you know, makes a jog directly towards him and engages them, and then they try and walk away from you, he mm-hmm. is attack 10 against that striker with a tackle on 2.
Yeah.
You know,
and I think a lot of the time, all it will do is remove is it'll be someone charges, dodges into goal range, he walks up to engages them, and now mm. they're one fewer dice on the kick. And I think that will come up most often. But you know what? If they miss that kick because of that one fewer dice, it's a pretty game swinging moment.
Yeah, and how are you getting it back? Yeah,
exactly. So yeah,
not always your strongest area. Ben, you've been. Like, what do you make of the man that you've had a degree of connection with for me?
I take Connor's point, but he's like a mini Corsair. I can see a lot of play, for example, with Yukai, because because I think Yukai is the drop into veteran Boar after that game report Steamforge put out, where Boar was getting continually broken the surface and dropped behind enemy lines.
Yeah,
yeah. My own personal experience would also say that Yuka is definitely the drop into Boar.
Yeah, yeah. But this is a way to keep them safe, because Yukai can't take a punch, you know. Yeah. So if they do manage to engage, you know, and in that matchup, I'm not sure you can afford to lose Yukai, because the whole thing will snowball. This is a pretty effective way of keeping them safe, and he's got more than enough damage to, you know, on the counter. Not the counterattack, that's the wrong phrase. Counter activation to go and smash Shank's face in, for example. It gives you, you know, another option to threaten a 2-2 rather than having to stick to a 3-0.
Yeah, I'm very, very curious, because I think for me, he obviously slots in Corsair, and I struggle a bit to see where he goes with Shark, other than if you just really need a strong tackle model against some of the bunkers that exist. But Yukai is the one I think is most interesting, because I think being able to legendary him into a position where he can get a free swing at someone who's killing the ball when he is so good at it is really big. And also, I'm very curious to try out the Knuckles and Kraken combo in Yukai. So I feel like that gives you quite a bit of a 2-2 threat against other, like, 2-2 or 3-0 teams.
I think that'd be he kind of reminds me of Venin, in a way, in Alchemist.
Yeah, I could see that, actually.
He's a model that you can start a fight with. Like, if I put him into an engagement, between his very nice amount of health, his reach, his good, solid counterattack, and resilience, you know, he's going to take investment to kill. As someone that, you know, traditionally plays takeout guilds to your football, he would not be a priority target for me. You know, he's going to be an inefficient takedown. So he seems like someone that would be solid to begin an engagement with.
Yeah, and then kind of if you bring reinforcements in, he makes it a lot harder for the takeout team to get his friends, because of, you know, Close Ranks, Lightning Reflexes, all that sort of stuff.
Also, tackle double push is just such a sick result on a counterattack.
On a parting blow, it'd be horrendous and hilarious.
Oh, and as a ball carrier, you don't want to get anywhere near this guy. Like,
no.
Yeah, with resilience too.
With resilience and backfield presence, he offers so much, like, pitch control. In just a, if you are within 7 inches of me, odds are I'm taking this ball off you.
Yeah.
He's very much an area control piece in my mind.
Yeah, I think he definitely slots into that category. And I think I'm definitely going to give him a go with Yukai because I'm still trying to figure out a bit with that lineups in that team. And I just want to try out Knuckles into Blacksmith specifically because that's such a rough matchup. And running him and Vetsacana gives you like a good amount of threats to actually get the ball off iron.
I think it's worth talking about his artwork quickly.
Yeah.
Like, the man hits you with an anchor. appeals. Yeah.
Ailstorm sing a very good song about that.
They do indeed. They do. If the man had a theme tune, he does now.
And you know, I'm not one for the man bun haircut for the most part, but the Japanese sailor look definitely makes it a lot easier to pull off.
I mean, that's fine. Yeah, he's Numisai. That's absolutely fine. I'm really, really looking forward to seeing what people pull off tattoo-wise, like in terms of like the koi carps that they've got in the artwork over his shoulders. It looks absolutely spectacular.
Yeah, there are going to be some incredible paint jobs on this guy.
Like, I want to see what people do with Knuckles. More so, I think, the of any other models I've seen recently. Like, this model, I want to... There's like that nice sort of big open canvas across the shoulders in much the same way Azimuth was.
Yeah, I was just thinking about Azimuth and Kraken or two other similar ones.
And we've seen what, like, Connor Truby did with his Navigators team, which is an absolute work of art. So I'm really, really looking forward to seeing what people do with Knuckles. Yeah. So we've talked about Yukai and the comparison to... Corsair is reasonably plain to see. Certainly, he's going to have a degree of synergy with Kraken. Like Kraken pulling someone in into a closed rank and protective instincts bubble of no fun with.
Yeah, the grindy Corsair team is going to be so oppressive. It already is really good.
Looking to see what Jared McGraw makes of this guy. Where do we see him with Shark or
on the bench?
Well, I don't know if I'd go that far. I think he's a flex pick in Shark and Yukai because I do think he's still one of your best options to get the ball off of iron or any other bunker type situations. But I think he's kind of how am I going to get the ball off this team? Okay, I'll take him as the last pick. I don't think he's a model that you're going to see in every lineup. Because realistically, I mean, if you're going to run him or Kraken, I still think Kraken brings more in a lot of ways for tying up enemy models while your other strikers go around with his better knockdown and with drag. Okay. Although Shark can increase Knuckles' mobility, doesn't do it very efficiently, and Knuckles not being dodgy means he does struggle a bit to get to the ball potentially. Okay. Whereas Yukai can move him a lot more or move things to him. So I think you're going to see him more in Yukai than Shark, but still more in Corsair than Yukai. Okay. But I do think you'll see him with all three captains situationally.
So who are you... go ahead, Ben.
Sorry. No, I was just saying, I think if you want to play a 2-2 game, even if you're not using Corsair, I think he's one of the first players you reach for. Because of that damage potential with a bit of setup. That's kind of pointed out those threes and fours.
When just two damage on two, the only other model that has that is Kraken, and he can only take three influence.
Okay.
Whereas Knuckles can take four.
That's very true. Who are you dropping from your 12?
Oh, you say that like I have any idea what my 12 is at the moment. I mean, I haven't even picked which two captains are in my 12 yet. It's one of the reasons I'm still considering order for WTC just to stop the anguish. It
takes the
of trying
choice
to make
away.
A fish out. For me, it'll probably be Jack. But Jack's not even in my 12 all the time, so it's hard to say. I think at the moment, one of the more well-rounded strikers, i.e. Sakana or Grayscales, will probably get dropped, or
I know,
Jack.
You've been falling out of love with Grayscales of late, so...
There's a lot of two-inch reach in the game, and I actually still really like him, And if I'm honest, I think outside of Original Siren, I would play every single Fish Squatty in at least one matchup. But you have to cut someone, and the more I'm playing, the more I'm finding I always play Fathom, and I almost always am playing Vet Sakana and Vet Siren these days, because they just bring so many tools. At least in Shark and Yukai. In Corsair, it's a bit different. But yeah, I think Jack is the clear comparison. And I think if you are preferring Jack over Hag, I could see him come in Corsair. I could see him coming over there, especially as I don't think Hag sees much play with Yukai. So if you're running Yukai Corsair, I could see you going Jack Knuckles over Knuckles Hag.
That's insane, that just even the concept of dropping Hag compared to where we were this time last year.
Yeah, I'm not playing her as much as I used to. I still play her pretty much every game I kick, but I pretty much never play her when receiving with either Yukai or Shark.
Because the last two questions, really, are sort of the big two questions for me on squaddies, which is, gents, if I'm giving this guy four influence, what am I expecting out of him in an activation?
Either a lot of pushes, if he's not got set up, him getting the ball out of a difficult spot, or if it's a situation where he's going mid-term in a Corsair team, an absolute boatload of damage.
Perfect.
By all Fish right. standards.
And if I'm giving him no influence, what am I getting him out of him?
Just an annoying model that gets in the way.
A bit of the granite effect.
Yes.
Perfect. Well, we shall leave it there for today. Thank you very much for joining us. If you haven't seen it already, there is a blog on Knuckles on the Steamforge website. We will return in the near future. Maybe. I have no idea what's been announced. But until then, as ever, handy listener, such as you are, I need a better outro.